Let us look at the warehouse equipment that is used to ensure that the warehouse operations are efficient. Efficient warehouse functioning depends on appropriate software and material handling equipment. What is material handling equipment? Forklifts for moving the heaviest items, pallet jacks for less heavy palletized goods, conveyor systems streamline workflow by transporting goods, carts and dollies for moving lighter loads, hand trucks compact for boxes and other goods, pallets sturdy platforms for carrying goods safely, storage systems pallet racking optimizes vertical storage space, shelving for organizing smaller items, bins and containers for sorting small items, dock equipment, dock levelers bridge height differences between warehouse and vehicles, dock boards, portable bridges to connect dock to trucks, dock seals, keep out unwanted air, dust or pests during loading, unloading, dock lights, ensure safety and visibility in the loading area. Let's go through the dock equipment. Dock levelers bridge the height differences between warehouse and the vehicle or the container, so that the forklift can directly move inside the containers. Dock boards, portable bridges to connect docks to trucks. Many a times trucks have flat beds, but then there is heavy material which needs to be placed onto the floor of the truck. Now this may not be possible in the absence of an overhead crane or in the absence of space for the truck to come inside the warehouse. You need a dock board which ensures that the forklift can travel onto the floor of the truck. Dock seals keep out unwanted air, dust or pests during loading, unloading. Many a times materials are sensitive to dust or air, and as a result there are more than a single door for a warehouse for the truck to enter, which means that the first door opens, the truck goes inside into a transit space between the first door and the second door, and is then the first door is closed. A vacuum or a blower is put on to blow away the dust from the truck, and then the inside gate or the inside door is opened for the truck to go inside the warehouse, which is fairly clean as compared to what it was outside the first door. Dock lights ensure safety and visibility in the loading area and also ensures that there is no scope for theft. Safety equipment. Safety barriers protect staff and infrastructure from machinery mishaps. Protective wear keeps staff safe from potential hazards. First aid kits for quick response to injuries. Fire extinguishers to control or extinguish small fires. We all know safety is important because warehouse has got a lot of equipment moving up and down and many at times obstructing the view of the driver. Safety barriers are a necessity to protect staff as well as infrastructure, that is forklifts and other material handling equipment, from hitting huge racks or toppling material. Protective wear keeps staff safe from potential hazards. We all understood this much more during COVID, where we looked at PPE, personal protective equipment. First aid kits, a necessity again for quick response to injuries. Fire extinguishers to control or extinguish small fires. Inventory management system. Warehouse management systems, smart software to manage goods flow and optimize functionality, barcode scanners for quick barcode reading and inventory management, RFID readers help track and locate items within the warehouse. So inventory management systems come equipped with or are already incorporated in the warehouse management system, which ensures that it monitors the entire operations. Smart software to manage goods flow and optimize functionality, barcode scanners for quick barcode reading, RFID readers help track and locate items within the warehouse. packing and shipping supplies, stretch wrap and machine tools to keep goods snug and secure, labeling and ID equipment ensure every item is tagged and easily identifiable. Workspace equipment, ladders and work platforms for safe access to high shelves areas, workstations, dedicated spaces for planning, managing and paperwork. Packaging and shipping supplies, we understood that packaging needs to be secure and should try and be the product, if it is possible, to make it visible. Stretch wrap and machine tools to keep goods snug and secure as well as visible. Labeling and ID equipment. One of the most important facts, in case if you label a product for an overseas consignment wrongly, you are likely to get into trouble with a mismatch in the documentation and the label on the product. So labeling not only plays an important role in the domestic sales, it plays a very important role for export sales also. Ensure every item is tagged and easily identifiable. Workspace equipment, ladders and work platforms for safe access to high shelves areas. Why is this of so much importance? Because unless the ladders and work platforms are safe and secure, it will be difficult for people to handle goods, pick them up or place them in tall shelves or high shelves, where the material weight is in addition and could topple the person from the ladder or the work platform. Workstations, dedicated spaces for planning, managing and paperwork. You cannot have a computer table in the warehouse with no safety equipment or no safety space earmarked or protected for the working there. Effective inventory management optimizes stock control and avoids risk. Correctly categorize inventory. Every company, based on the criteria like usage, demand or value, will categorize the products or their inventory into A, B, C, X, that is high value, or H, that is high value, whatever is the alphabet that they would like to use. What is the reason or the purpose of categorizing this inventory is because, like all other aspects, inventory also follows the 80-20 principle. That means 20% of the inventory gives you 80% of the value of the inventory. So if you look after the 20%, you have taken care of 80% of the inventory by value. Use a perpetual inventory system, preferably software for real-time data and analytics. Perpetual inventory system is that system which keeps wherein you keep counting the items one by one over a period of time. So if your A category items, the 20% are earmarked for perpetual inventory, in all probability, you should have a system that is designed that you count each item at least twice a year. Set ideal safety stock levels to prevent stockouts due to fluctuations in supply or demand. There could be delays in deliveries. There could be delays because of natural disasters or torrential rains or any other conditions. So it is always better to set ideal safety stock levels, and if certain things are going haywire or circumstances are changing, you can review those ideal stock levels and demand material earlier. Perform regular stock takes. Manual counts to identify discrepancies caused by shrinkage or spoilage. Set optimal minimum and maximum stock levels to inform replenishment decisions and optimize purchasing. Optimize the inventory control process. Continuously tweak operations based on needs and track effectiveness. Perform regular stock takes. Manual counts to identify discrepancies caused by shrinkage or spoilage. Those items which need to be counted in terms of liters or weight should be in this category for regular stock takes, where discrepancies, when they are at the smallest level, can be identified and rectified. Set optimal minimum and maximum stock levels to inform replenishment decisions and optimize purchasing. Whenever you reach maximum stock levels, you put a stop on all purchases till further notice. And set optimal minimum, where you where it is the trigger for your reorder point. Optimize the inventory control process. Continuously tweak operations based on needs and track effectiveness. Many a times, seasonal and unseasonal sales could increase requirements. As a result, you would have higher inventories. But you need to immediately take corrective action to see that the same trend doesn't continue, because unless you tell a system, a software system, it will keep ordering material based on if it is not connected to the sales or the reduction. Proper storage and preservation methods are essential, especially for items stored long term, to prevent deterioration. Causes of deterioration: biological causes, organisms like white ants, mildew, rats affecting items like wood, textiles, and food grains. Non-biological causes: corrosion, deterioration of metal surfaces. Prevention includes preservative coatings, volatile corrosion inhibitors, desiccants like silica gel, and strippable coatings. Temperature: extreme temperatures affecting containers and material characteristics. Let's understand why proper storage and preservation methods are important. They are essential, especially for items stored long-term basis, to prevent deterioration. Causes of deterioration: biological causes, organisms like white ants, mildew, rats affecting items like wood, textiles, food grains, food items, or whatever are the consumables. Non-biological causes: corrosion, deterioration of metal surfaces due to weather conditions, due to proximity to sea, to oceans and seas, or due to excessively low temperatures where you have snowfall practically the entire year. With moisture content being high in the weather, all metal surfaces need protection. How do you protect metal surfaces? Is by using preservative coatings known as volatile corrosion inhibitors or desiccants for keeping areas dry, and strippable coatings. What is desiccants? Desiccants are those small bags of silica gel that you find in medicine bottles, especially tablets, where moisture is a deterrent for the condition of the capsules or those tablets. A desiccant is put inside so that it keeps absorbing the moisture without affecting the medicine. Temperature: extreme temperatures affecting containers and material characteristics. Try and imagine a container sailing from here to the Middle East. The kind of weather conditions that it goes through and the temperature variations that it would go through, high temperatures during daytime and low temperatures at night. You need to ensure that the material inside, which is inside those containers, is properly preserved. Light affecting chemicals, drugs, and photosensitive materials. Moisture: loss of moisture changing item characteristics. Oxygen and ozone causing oxidation and degradation. Environment generated by interaction. Impact during handling, vibration during transit, compression from stacking, tension, tear stresses. Other factors that could affect the material is light affecting chemicals, drugs, and photosensitive materials. We all have observed that most of the cough syrups come in dark bottles, especially those which contain a certain chemical, where the doctors ask you whether you are going to operate a machine or you're going to drive after taking that syrup. Moisture: loss of moisture changing item characteristics. There are items, by their inherent properties, tend to lose moisture or absorb moisture from the atmosphere. You've got to understand the inherent characteristics of the product and take corrective action to preserve it. Oxygen and ozone causing oxidation and degradation. Environment generated by interaction. Many a times, if there is too many multiple handling points during the transit period of the material, there is likelihood of damages to the product and too much of handling by different chemicals or by people with not bothering to ensure that their environment is clean, there could affect the condition of the product. Gases, vapors, and chemical pollution from industrial atmospheres or stored volatile substances, electromagnetic radiation and static electricity requiring barriers or methods to conduct away charges. Vapors, gases and vapors and chemical pollution. Many a times products or companies are close to other industries which could be chemical industries which generate certain vapors, gases, and that could affect your storage space or your warehouse material. Electromagnetic radiation, many a times is electronic equipment, especially X-ray machines and other radiation related machines are transported with a lot of packaging and certain different methods of packing so that they don't affect the atmosphere and other products which are as well as the people who handle them. Security in warehouses. Modern warehouse security combines digital solutions with traditional measures like physical guards. Key warehouse security measures. Security measures act as a deterrent and gather evidence. Modern systems offer high density footage and off-site storage. Warehouse lighting, well-lit facilities deter thieves and prevent accidents. Modern warehouse security combines digital solutions and traditional measures like CCTV, physical guards. Security cameras act as a deterrent and gather evidence. Modern systems offer HD footage and storage on off-site basis. Warehouse lighting, while it facilitates the security cameras, it also deters thieves and prevents accidents. Alarm systems deter theft attempts, minimize stolen goods, and summon security or police. Security patrols. Manual presence deters thieves and helps check security camera blind spots. Access control systems and security cages make it harder for thieves to access valuable inventory. Alarm systems deter theft attempts, minimize stolen goods, and summon security or police where you have an immediate button that can, when it pressed, when you raise the alarm, it rings an alarm at the nearest police station or at maybe the owners or somebody else who can help you in crisis. Security patrols. Many a times there are companies which have got large peripheries and even physical cameras do not cover the entire area. That is where a proper route is decided and security patrols go around that route at fixed time intervals. Access control systems and security cages, especially where there is high value inventory that is to be stored, that should be access controlled, where you have either a person's iCard or his biometrics used to identify so that access of a person and access to the system is earmarked. Inventory tracking helps identify inventory shrinkage quickly and ensures accurate availability reports. Entryway security, doors and locks, robust doors and locks can delay or prevent unauthorized entry. Window security, using impact resistant glass window locking mechanisms or steel bars covers to deter entry. Inventory tracking helps identify inventory shrinkage quickly and ensures accurate availability reports. We understood that gases, liquids, many a times shrink or rather are lost to the atmosphere. So if we are able to identify such items, then we can store them in the required atmosphere, in the required environment, and keep monitoring their levels so that we don't run into surprises or sudden stockouts. Entryway security, doors and locks. Robust doors and locks, as we have observed, whenever you approach a safe deposit vault in the bank, you realize that the door vault is very heavy and first is opened and then access is given to your locker. Window security, using impact resistant glass, window locking mechanisms or steel bars covers to deter entry. Many a times warehouses are not manned the night through or the full day 24/7. As a result, they are locked and there is no person actually working inside. As a result, these are common targets for thieves to enter and take away materials which are valuable. To deter this, we should have glass windows or locking mechanisms or steel bars, grills to be put onto the covers to deter entry. What are the future trends in warehousing? Warehouses are transforming into dynamic hubs of innovation, efficiency, and sustainability. Role of automation. Integration of cutting-edge automated systems, including robotic pickers and the use of augmented reality, virtual reality, VR for training, navigation, and quality control. Smart warehousing, IoT, embedded warehousing with interconnected devices and sensors for unprecedented visibility into operations, inventory levels, environmental conditions, equipment performance, enabling real-time data-driven decisions and predictive maintenance. So, how is warehousing changing? In the near future, warehouses are transforming into dynamic hubs of innovation, efficiency, and sustainability. Role of automation, the entire operations is getting to be more technology-based, including robotic pickers and the use of augmented reality. You would have AR and virtual reality for training, navigation, and AI taking care of quality control or trying to identify items by just scanning them. Smart warehousing, IoT, embedded warehousing with interconnected devices and sensors for unprecedented visibility into operations. Now, your operations means the warehouse operations, inventory levels, environment conditions, equipment performance. Let's say suddenly there has been a drop in temperature overnight. It would give you an alarm that you need to look at so and so is the list of materials which are marked as sensitive to a temperature or sensitive to moisture or sensitive to any other parameter. As a result, needs to be looked at. Sustainable warehousing practices, focus on environmental responsibility through energy efficient lighting, renewable energy sources, recycling programs, sustainable packaging, and promoting circular economy principles. What are the sustainable warehousing practices? Of course, using solar energy for lighting, use LED lighting so that it is energy efficient and requires less electricity. Use energy sources, rainwater harvesting, recycling programs, sustainable packaging, use only recyclable package or packaging which has been recycled earlier, and promoting circular economy principles. What does circular economy principles mean? Where the packaging that you send out with your product is collected by the company and recycled to repackage other products in the near future. Multi-channel fulfillment. Adapting to handle orders from various online and offline channels by synchronizing inventory management, order processing, and shipping logistics across multiple platforms. Predictive analytics for inventory management. Harnessing advanced analytics tools to forecast demand with greater accuracy and proactively optimize inventory levels. Other trends in warehousing that are likely to be coming in are multi-channel fulfillment. Gone are the days where companies or businesses are accepting orders only through an app or only through the website. There, even today, most of the e-commerce platforms accept orders either online, that means through their website, as well as through their specific apps. So, as far as deliveries are concerned, the warehouse needs to equip itself or rather have systems that synchronize all the multiple channels that the business offers to the customer to place their orders. Order processing has to be this efficient and quick, and shipping logistics across multiple platforms, because each of these platforms again further offers different methods and modes of delivery. Now, all those have to also be considered by the warehouse for delivery. Predictive analytics for inventory management, harnessing advanced analytics, tools to forecast demand with greater accuracy and proactively optimize inventory levels. Collaborative warehousing networks, multiple entities joining forces to utilize shared storage facilities, streamlining logistics, reducing operational costs, and adapting to demand fluctuation. Voice-activated technologies, employing voice recognition systems to allow warehouse personnel hands-free interaction with WMS, enhancing efficiency in tasks like order picking and packing. Collaborative warehouse networks, let's understand. In the earlier chapter, we understood that companies need not have huge warehouses of their own. They could share warehouse facilities available at remote places where their requirements are much smaller than the actual facility that is available. Now, this sharing could be with either their competitors or with other partners or other companies who are maybe in their industry or not in their industry. But sharing of facilities is one area that should be looked at. Second is sharing of transport facilities. Definitely would help reduce logistics costs and reduce operational costs. Voice-activated technologies, employing voice recognition systems to allow warehouse personnel, like we have seen what happens on Google or on your mobile, where you can talk to the mobile and give it a command to either dial somebody's number or search a number or whatever you want. Real-time location systems, leveraging technologies like RFID and GPS to provide real-time visibility into the precise location of assets, products, and personnel. Resilient warehousing designs, prioritizing adaptability and flexibility with modular structures, scalable layouts, and advanced technologies to withstand and recover from unforeseen challenges. Real-time location systems is similar to using how you today, for any crime or any way that a person is missing, he can be located through his mobile phone. Same is the case where you can locate material through either RFID and GPS as long as there is some electronic device or some electronic label on that package in which the material is contained. Resilient warehousing designs, prioritizing adaptability and flexibility with modular structures, scalable layouts, and advanced technologies to withstand and recover from unforeseen challenges. All these resilient-related issues or resilient-related designs have come up from what we learned after the pandemic. Where businesses flourishing at one point of time after the pandemic were struggling to survive. In such situations, it would be of a great help if you can reduce the expenses towards your warehouse infrastructure. Imagine if you were in a shared warehouse and you wanted to give up part of that space for the next 2 or 3 years, lease it out to somebody. You could just shrink your warehouse if you had modular systems, modular structures, and scalable layouts. That means your layouts are scalable, that they can be reduced or increased as the need be. What are the key takeaways? Warehousing is pivotal in the supply chain for storage, consolidation, and distribution. Efficient management is crucial for success. Logistics, that is transportation, and warehousing, that is storage, are interdependent. Key functions include storage, inventory, management, consolidation, cross-docking, order fulfillment, and value-added services. Essential processes range from receiving and put-away to picking, packing, shipping, and returns management. Internal operations, appropriate equipment, inventory preservation, and robust security are vital. The future of warehousing is driven by automation, smart technologies, sustainability, and data analytics. Thank you.